What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear.
All right, John chapter 3. Now, John chapter 3 is one of the, I've told you, one of the most important chapters in the Bible, because it deals with the most important issue that you'll ever know anything about, and that is the new birth. Amen? Now, we started off last Sunday, and the Bible said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now, I want to stop just a minute, and I want to say something about that word Pharisee, because people say, well, there are no Pharisees today. Oh, yeah, they are. There's plenty of them around. They call by different names, but they're here. And I want to show you some characteristics of the Pharisees. Now, I told you last week, I think we got started in this, that the Pharisees were the good people. Amen? They were the good, moral, clean people. They were the people that lived clean, at least until they met Jesus, and they thought they were clean outside, amen? One time they came to Jesus and said, we'd like to see a sign. And he said, well, okay, I reckon you good, godly, dedicated, soul-winning, Bible-believing folks should see a sign, isn't he? And what he said? Huh? He said, you adulterers and adulteress, seeking after a sign. He knew how they lived. But you see him walk down the street, man, you said, boy, that goes Mr. Ripper Dipper, you know. But inside they was filthy. He told him one time, Matthew 23, said, you're like whited sepulchres. You're like graveyards. You painted good outside, but boy, inside you stink. You rotten. Amen. Amen. And you got plenty of that today. All right. So the Pharisees were... And this is what Nicodemus was. He was a ruler. He was a leader of the Pharisees. Now, I don't have time to get in all that this morning, the Pharisees, the doctrine of the Pharisees and all this stuff. But Jesus, if you read Matthew 23, Jesus pretty well described them pretty well and told you what he thinks of them. All right? So, the Bible said this man was a Pharisee. And verse 2, the Bible said the same man that was a Pharisee came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do those miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Well, he said, thou a teacher come from God. He's a little bit wrong. He wasn't a teacher come from God. He was God come to teach. Amen. And so, notice it says he came by night. Now, there's two meanings of that, actually. Number one, he literally came to him by night because he was scared to be seen with him in the daytime. Amen. And another thing, in a spiritual sense, he came to him in spiritual darkness because he had no knowledge of the spiritual things of God because he was a Pharisee. And the Pharisees today have no spiritual light of the Word of God. They have spiritual light of tradition and religion and denominations and institutions and things like this, but they have no spiritual light of the Word of God. So the Bible said he came to him by night, and his statement was Rabbi, and of course that means master, and that's one of the things you are told not to call a man. In Matthew, we've discussed all this already. And he said, thou art a teacher come from God. Because we know, since we've seen what you do, that if you wasn't from God, you couldn't do the things you do. Now, he confessed that, see. He openly confessed he knew he had to be different from any other man. But then, these Pharisees, like I said, they were something else. They had everything fixed up on the outside. Now, notice what he said. He said, we know. He didn't say, I know. He said, we know. Who has he come? He was a ruler of the Pharisees, right? He came in representing the Pharisees, right? Now, I'll show you what dirty what kind of people they are. Amen. Take your Bible and turn to John chapter 9. John chapter 9. And look at look at verse 27, John 9, 27. Now, this is the Pharisees, John 9, 27. He answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciple? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. See, the Pharisees were following a man, right? And look at the next verse, verse 29. We know that God spake unto Moses, see? And that's what the same bunch, Nicodemus said, we know you come from God. Now this same bunch is saying this, we know that God spake to Moses, all right? But this fellow, we know not whence he is. Isn't that something? They said, Nicodemus said, we know you come from God because a man couldn't do these things except you done them. And this same bunch, a little bit later on, said, we know God spake to Moses, but we don't know where you come from. Huh? I mean, it shows that the Pharisees are a bunch of lying hypocrites. Amen? I mean, they saw what Jesus did. They admitted that it couldn't be done except it come from God. And yet they said, we don't know whence he is. Amen? Now let me show you a good example. Let me get you up to date. I don't want to leave you back here 2,000 years ago. Okay? People can see what this Bible has done to lives. They can see what it's done to sinners. They can see that these new Bibles ain't never converted nobody. Ain't never taught nobody right. Never got nobody in the right direction. And yet they still say, well, we don't know whether that Bible's right or not. See? There's others that are more reliable. See? I had a man on the radio the other day, and he said, well, I use the other translations for a commentary. I don't use them for a Bible. Well, if you pick up a commentary and ain't going to believe what it says, you don't think the man knows what he's talking about, throw him away and get him, quit leaving him alone. Amen? Yeah. Now, if you pick up something somebody said about the Bible and you think it's right, agree with you. I use a lot of things other men say. Don't make no part. I'm going to do it some more. I'm sure some of you used some things I said. Amen. You know. But I got them from somebody else, you know. That's why you're supposed to study, you know. That's why you're supposed to keep your eyes on a man that God's using, God's showing something. Amen. I mean, I find a man that God's using, God's showing, I'm going to get around him and listen to him. Amen. When I find one that God ain't using and don't believe God, I'm going to just get as far away from him and just throw him as far away out of my sight and my thoughts as I can. Amen. That's what you got today. All right, now they said, We know you're coming. Matter of fact, let me read you another verse here in John chapter 9. Let me get all that thing together for you. They said in verse 31, John 9:31, now we know that God heareth not sinners. You know which is now who said that? That's what the Pharisees said. Well, that's not true. Well, if God couldn't hear a sinner, how'd you get saved? Huh? I mean, I'm glad God does hear sinners. Now, a sinner may not pray to God and ask God to bless him and use him and all this, but when a sinner calls on God and says, Lord, I'm lost, going to hell, save me, God listened to that man, right? Now, that's what they said. See, they were justifying. They said, well, we're not sinners. See, they're implying they're not sinners. We know that God don't hear sinners, but he hears us. Huh? That's what they're saying. All right, look. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he heareth. You see that? Now, we know God don't hear sinners, but if a man worships God like we do, amen, if a man doeth his will like we do, then God hears him. Huh? That's what they're saying. Verse 32. What ninth verse I want? Where's the verse that says, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that's born blind? They said, since the world began, has anybody ever heard of a man that could open the eyes of a man that was born blind? Now they knew that. Now listen to this, verse 32. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. See, they know that they confess. You see the hypocritical attitude? They say, we don't know whence he is. Then turn right around and say, there ever been a man that could open the eyes of a man that was born blind? Then they said, if this man wasn't a God, he couldn't have done that. Huh? They run in circles. They just spin. Just like they do today. You'll hear some of these lying religions up, they'll run to a verse. You justify that, they'll run to another. They just spin. Never go nowhere. See, that's the way, right up to date. See? All right. So this man, Nicodemus, was a Pharisee, and he came to Jesus by night, and he said, we know that no man could do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now look at verse 3. And listen to what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Huh? Now what's he talking about here? Now there, you know, I've got books back there. I've read all kind of comments on this verse. And I'll tell you what some of them say. Some of them, to get around it, they'll try to say that it's talking about Israel being born again. And the Bible has a lot to say about that in the Old Testament and Revelation. Can a nation be born in a day? And when Israel travaileth and so forth, on and on. The Bible has a lot to say about that. But these people hadn't read it all, or they missed something. See, Jesus said, I say unto except a man, or any man. Right? He's making it a personal thing. He's not applying to a corporate nation or a corporate group. He's making it an individual thing. See? Salvation is not a corporate thing. It's not a group. It's an individual matter. Amen? I mean, I was born like you. I got saved like you. Amen? Now, he said, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, some say this. The Presbyterians and the Catholics and the Lutherans and these water dogs and some of you Methodists, they say this, talking about water baptism for salvation. And they go down to verse 5, and they use that verse, and it said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water. And, of course, they say, you got some people, they got a Siamese vision. They can't separate water and baptism. A while ago, I had a cup of water. I didn't get baptized. Amen. But you got these people, they see baptism as water. They see water as baptism. They can't make no difference. They ain't got enough sense to see the difference. See? And then you got some people say, well, that's talking about being born of the Word. And I'll get in that a little bit more in a minute. But now Jesus said, he says in verse 3, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now we need to look at something right here and look at the kingdom of God. What's he talking about when he said the kingdom? He said you can't see the kingdom of God, doesn't he? All right, let's take a scripture back in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, just flip back over and let's read it. Let's see, verse Luke 17, verse 20. Luke 17, verse 20. It's on page 1100. 1100. Luke 17, 20. Listen to this. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Okay? Now, remember this verse. It's real clear. I want to show you something a little bit later on about this. Jesus said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Verse 21, neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. All right? Now follow me real close here, because if you don't, you're going to miss this whole thing. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, in John 3:5, he said, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. All right? Now, when Jesus was on this earth and walked this earth like he was here, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven were both here. You follow me now? But when Jesus died and rose from the dead, he went back to heaven, and the kingdom of God is not on this earth now, right? Where is the kingdom of God now? It's within you. See? Now, you say, well, how do you know? Because when the kingdom of heaven come, when the kingdom of God come to this earth, there'll be spiritual beings walking around on it, ruling with Jesus. And there'll be people on this earth being born and dying like they are now. Isaiah 65, Zechariah 14, read away in the Old Testament. And I'm not going to get into all that this morning. I'm going to try and just bring a point and show you what he meant when he said, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. All right? Now, between Calvary and the second coming, which is right now, we have one kingdom. And that's the kingdom of God. And it's within you. Amen? Now, when Jesus Christ comes again, it'll be heaven on earth, right? It'll be a kingdom set up on this earth, and that's called the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, except you're born again, you can't enter it now, right? And when he come back, you won't see it. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. That makes a big liar out of them Jehovah's Witnesses. They're going to bring in the kingdom without the new birth. And Jesus said, except you're born again, you won't see it. Amen. Huh? All right, now look. You can't enter it here if you're not born again, and you can't see it when it's set up over there. Unless you're born, that's what Jesus said. You know, I was reading that thing back there and thinking about all this election coming up, and I was thinking like this. I said, boy, isn't it going to be something when this world is run by somebody that ain't a sinner? Huh? I mean, you know, that should be the hope, and that is the hope, and the dream of every person that's saved. And I don't understand today why so many people that profess to be saved are so worried about the election. Amen. When the one that I want to see rules, there won't be no election. He'll just automatically take office, right? And he won't care whether you like him or don't like him or agree with him or don't. He'll still run the show whether you care, and he won't get up and ask you to agree with him. He'll just do it, right? Yeah. Now, Jesus said, verse 3, except the man be born again, you can't enter the kingdom of God. So that tells me another thing right there. It tells me this, that the birth, the physical birth, messed you up. Huh? Amen. Right. I mean, from the day you was born in this world, you was messed up. Right? I mean, that first birth messed you up for time and eternity.
Right?
Now look at verse 4. We'll comment on that some more in a minute. Look at verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Well, that was a sensible question, wasn't it? He didn't know. I mean, you say, suppose now, I'm just elaborating. Now, but suppose the Lord told you, said, I want you to fly to Mars and back without wings. You say, well, Lord, how do I do that? I mean, that'd be a good question, wouldn't it? Well, Lord, how do I do that? And that's what Nicodemus said. He said, Lord, how can I be born again? See? But you notice something. He said, how can a man be born again? He didn't say, how can I be born again? See? I mean, if he'd have knew the spiritual condition he was in, he'd have said, well, how do I get born again, right? And people say, well, how do you do that? How do you become a Baptist? Huh? To live like hell and join the church. But you get saved by getting born again, right? All right, now look. Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born? Now that's how he was born the first time, wasn't it? Huh? That's a good question for these people that think they can lose their salvation, isn't it? Huh? I mean, a man one time says, well, you know, you can lose your salvation. Then you say him, say, well, can you go back and be born again, get another birth certificate like you were the first time 30 years ago? Well, no, that's impossible. Well, stupid, it's just impossible to get reborn in the spirit, too. One just as impossible to another. See? You know, really, in a sense, now I'm trying to be nice, but in a sense, when somebody thinks they can lose their salvation, they're displaying gross spiritual ignorance. I mean, you read that verse there. Wouldn't you think this? Wouldn't you just how can a man be born again? Can he go back to say a time, be born in his mother's womb like he was the first time, get another birth certificate, and go through all that? You say, well, that's stupid, isn't it? But yeah, these people get up and get on the radio and tell, oh no, you got to live it, you got to keep it, you got to do it, blah blah blah. You know, that's stupid. Amen. All right, verse 4. How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born? Huh? Verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. All right, he said in verse 3, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. In verse 5, he said, except a man be born again, he can't enter the kingdom of God. All right? So no such thing as people getting up talking about the kingdom of God till they know they're saved. See? I mean, if you're not saved, don't know you're saved, don't go talking about the kingdom of God. You won't enter it, and you'll never see it. Huh? Now, Jehovah's Witnesses think you will. Of course, they're wrong about everything else, too, so don't pay no attention to that crowd.
Amen.
Right? Now, he says this. Notice verse 5. Except a man be born of water. Now, what's that talking about? You got some that say, well, oh, I know what that's talking about. That's talking about Ephesians 5, ain't it? Right? Let me show it to you. Ephesians 5. Here's where they go. Here's where they go. Ephesians 5, 26. That he might sanctify, that's talking about the church, and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Okay? That's talking about the judgment seat of Christ and God cleansing the church. Okay? But that's not what we're talking about. What are we talking about here? The context we're studying is water and birth, isn't it? Huh? Can you see that? It's water and birth. It had nothing to do with cleansing. Now the Jews, the old Orthodox Jews, they believed in water for purifying. There's nowhere in the Old Testament a Jew ever connected water with a new birth. They didn't know anything about it. They wouldn't even consider it. And that's why Nicodemus didn't understand it. See? He says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now you want to get that real clear? Look at the next verse. that which is born of the flesh, huh? That's your physical birth, huh? It's flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That's a spiritual birth, right? There's two different ones. There's a fleshly birth, and there's a spiritual birth, all right? Now, like I said, water is not baptism. Amen? That's not what it's talking about. And water doesn't refer to somebody getting baptized, and in the text here, the water does not, is no reference to the Word. Even though a lot of people say it is. And like I told you, they burn around at Ephesians chapter 5, and they run to Romans chapter 6, and every time they see that water, they make it water baptism. See? But Ephesians is talking about God cleaning the church, and it don't have nothing to do with no birth, no kind of birth, nobody getting born or anything else. It's talking about a cleansing. All right? Now, let me show you something. Let's see, John 13. You remember that time when Jesus came in there? And let's see, John 13:6. On page 1134, John 13:6. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Huh? And what do you usually wash with? Water, right? Huh? All right, now let me show you something. Peter didn't understand this. Huh? Here's a man that knew Jesus, been around Jesus a lot more than Nicodemus, and he didn't understand this. He said, Lord, thou wash my feet. Jesus answered and said to him, what will I do thou knowest not? But thou shalt know hereafter. Jesus come to wash Peter's feet. He said, Lord, you gonna wash my feet? Jesus said, yeah, I'm gonna do something. You don't know what I'm doing now, but you'll know hereafter. Okay, later on you'll know what I'm doing. Okay. Now listen. Verse 8. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Huh? And boy, that's something. I mean, Jesus said, look, Peter said, Lord, you ain't gonna wash my feet. Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you got no part of me. And I'll tell you something today. If your life ain't cleansed by the Word, you got no part of God. Amen. That was the context of that thing. These people that, I don't want to get off my subject here too, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's a lot of people running around this morning, members of churches, and go to church all neat and dressed up, and put a little money in the offering plate, that's just lost as the devil.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. And they prove it by the way they live.
Right.
You say, you're judging. No, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Jesus said, except I wash, you have no part with me. Yeah. Right? I mean, God ain't going to save you and let you go out in this world and live like hell and get away with it.
Right.
Amen? Now, you might try it. Every son he receiveth, he what? Chasten. Everyone. No exceptions. Huh?
Amen.
If you ever get in his family, he'll keep you straight one way or another. Huh?
Amen.
Verse 9. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my head and my hand. He goes, Lord, if you're going to wash me, you might as well get it all. Amen. And that's a good point. I mean, if you're going to let Lord wash your feet, then wash your hands. They dirty too. And your head, your thinking's dirty too.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Peter didn't understand that, but anyway, that's what the con. Now, you know all about that. I mean, you know, anybody in spiritual interpretation all knows what he's talking about. He's talking about what? Cleansing the walk and work and thinking of an individual.
Amen.
Right? And it'll do it. But there's nothing there about birth, is it? See? All right, let's go back to John. John chapter 3. John 3. Flesh is flesh. He said in verse 6, but that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now I'm going to say this. That is born of flesh is flesh. That is born of the spirit is spirit. And that is born of water is fish. Amen? I don't care what the Campbellites say. You know? All right, look at verse 7. Marvel not thy saying to thee. Huh? You must. No other way. You must be born again. Huh? You must be born again. And then notice, like I said, Nicodemus never said, how can I be born again? His only question was, how can a man be born again? Now there's two reasons that the Bible is so strong on this. There's two reasons why a person must be born again. Number one, you have to be born again to enter the kingdom of God here. And you have to be born again to see it there. So what Jesus is talking about is not a present tense thing. He's talking about a future tense. Nicodemus couldn't have got born again right here if he wanted to. Amen? Wasn't nobody born again until Acts 2. Right? And listen, he illustrated it like this in verse 8. Now listen to this. Now you want to know what being born again is, and you want a good illustration, look at what it says. See? Because you know some folks, salvation is the most confused, disbelieved, misunderstood, ignorant doctrine of the whole Bible. And Paul went over in Corinthians, he said, I would there be no division among you. And you know what makes divisions today? You know why we got Baptists and Methodists and Catholic and Presbyterian and Unitarian Church got all this junk? Because they all got a different view of salvation. Huh? If every denomination, everybody today believed that there was one way to be saved, that was the cross of Jesus Christ. He paid for our sins eternal. He saved us by trusting His blood. It saved us and sealed us forever. We could all get together. But we can't get together. Because some don't believe it. And I ain't going with them. I mean, the Bible's right and they wrong. If they think it comes in a water hole, they wrong. If they think you got to leave it, they wrong. If they think the Pope's got it, the priest got it, they wrong. If they think you got to work for it, they wrong. Amen?
Amen.
So you got divisions. See? It's always been that way. It'll get worse as time goes on. It'll get... The more unbelief you have, the more divisions you're going to have.
Amen.
See? There was a time when the first church started out, they were all together. You know why? Because they all believed the same thing. They all had the hope of the same thing. But then some started coming in that wasn't right, didn't believe that. And then become a few more, and then they split. And then some believed different, and they split. And they split the split. And split the split the split. Until what you got today, right? Now, somebody... You know, you got this crowd. Well, you know, you think you're right. You know, I mean, you know, we believe different from you. I said, I know you do. I know you. That's what's the matter with you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is everyone that's born of the Spirit. Now, Jesus said a new birth like the wind. Have you ever seen the wind blow? No, you ain't. Well, you never seen the wind. You never will either.
Right.
Now you see the results of it.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You ain't never seen nobody get born again. But you've seen a lot of results of it, right? I'm looking at some of the results of it. And you're looking at some of the results of it, see? But you didn't see it. Huh?
Amen.
I met you right there, and boy, all of a sudden them leaves start flying everywhere and them trees start bending over and you know, a hurricane, the roofs start going up. You don't see a thing. You see what that thing's doing, right? Right?
Amen.
And all of a sudden you see an old hell-bound sinner out cussing, fussing, raising hell. All of a sudden he starts going to church, reading the Bible, praying. You didn't see what happened, but you see the results of what the new birth done, see?
Right.
And that's what he's saying here, see? And like I said, I believe in a genuine salvation, there'll be some results of it. I don't buy this dry-eyed, eye-walking, and saying, sign me up and dip me tonight, I'm in, and go on out Monday and live like hell, forget God and everything about God. I don't believe that.
Amen.
See how you know? Because I read what it says. Amen?
Amen.
It says that the new birth is like the wind. It says that the wind bloweth and listeth. It leans. You hear it. Amen. You hear the sound. Amen. But where did it come from? Gosh, you see wind blowing. Which way did it come from? Did it come from that away or this away? Did it come from that away? When it went on by, where did it go? Huh? I mean, can you tell when the Holy Spirit comes in, can you tell which way did he come from? I don't know where he come. Where'd he go? You don't know. Amen. But all you know is he come and done something to you and it changed things, right?
Amen.
You know that. Okay. So he says, that cannot tell when it coming and when it goeth, so is everyone, everyone.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Most of them, no, it says everyone is born in the Spirit, doesn't it?
Amen.
Huh? That's what it says. All right, look at verse 10. Now Jesus asked him a question. He's been asking the question. Now Jesus has got him a question, okay? Verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel? Are you a rabbi? You're the leader, right? And knowest not these things? Huh? Wonder why I didn't know these things. So he didn't have a Bible. Oh, yes, he did. He had enough to know what Jesus was talking about if he'd have knew his Bible. Just like the Pharisees today, they don't know what's in the Bible.
Right.
Say, so, well, how would he have known that? I'll show you. Take your Bible and turn back to Psalms 22. I'll show you how he could have known it. You see, folks, he was educated without knowing God. And that's what we got a lot of today. Huh? Psalms 22 on page 608. Listen to verse 1. Psalms 22, verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Anybody know what that's from? Can anybody tell me what that's talking about? Where did that take place? When did that take place? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Huh? The cross, right? All right, so that's the crucifixion in Psalm 22, isn't it? All right, look at verse 16. Verse 16. For dogs have compassed me. They assemble of the wicked have enclosed me. Huh?
Amen.
They pierced my hands and my feet. When did that happen? The cross. Verse 17. I may tell all my bones. They look and snared. No bone broken. Verse 18. They parted my garments. Huh? What are we talking about there? The cross. All right, what after the cross? Look at verse 30. A seed shall serve him. A what? A seed. Huh? A seed shall serve him. It, the seed, shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. Okay? After the cross, there's going to be a seed that'll produce a generation for the Lord.
Amen.
Huh? Verse 31, they shall come and shall declare his righteousness. Huh? Declare what? His righteousness, not theirs.
Amen.
Huh? His righteousness unto a people that shall be what? Born. There's the new birth. There it is. Huh? A generation of righteousness that'll be born. Right? That he had done this. Nicodemus would have read his Bible. Instead of went to school, he might have knew what Jesus was talking about. Wouldn't he? But he didn't know. He had no idea what he's talking about. You know why? He came by night. All right, let's read on. Verse 9. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Huh? Verily, verily, I say unto thee. Now listen to this. Listen to what Jesus said. We speak. Well, who's there? Huh? Jesus. Huh? We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. Now, isn't that something? Jesus was standing there, and he says, we speak what we know and testify we've seen, and you receive not our witness. Huh? So I said, I don't understand that. Well, it's very simple. He's explaining the deity, isn't he? Now, people ask me, I don't understand how Jesus is God. Well, I don't either. I can't explain it, but I know it. Amen. I mean, I can't explain how you can be a body, soul, and a spirit either, but I know it. Amen. I mean, if I didn't believe that, I'd just say, don't worry about it. You die, your body go in the ground, you rot, and that's it. But that ain't it. So how you know? I read about one time where it says a man died and was buried. But in hell, he lift up his eyes. Huh? He was buried, but in hell, he lift up his eyes. What was in hell? His soul was in hell. Sure it was. So your body's not yours. It belongs to the devil for sin. Your spirit's not yours. It was God. The only thing you got is a soul. That's yours. That's you. See? And you don't get things right, that soul go to hell. Right? Now, Jesus trying to tell him, said, I said, we speak what we know. Amen. That's what the world don't like tonight. That's what the world don't like. They don't like somebody say, I know. Well, you can't be too certain. Oh yeah, I can. Well, you can't know for sure. Oh, yeah, I can. Well, you can't say that without reservation. Oh, yes, I can. Right? That's what the world don't want. The world don't like clear distinction. You know why they don't like clear? They don't believe in truth. See? If there's truth, there can be clear distinction. If there's truth, there can be knowledge. If there's truth, there can be absolutes. If I wasn't sure I had the Bible, I couldn't say. I know for sure. When Paul wrote Titus, you know one of the things he commanded him to do? He said, speak these things with all authority. Amen? And you must remember the church today, the preachers can't speak with authority. That's one of the biggest troubles in the church. The preachers can't speak with authority because they don't have any. Hmm? All right, verse 11. He said, I say unto you, we know and we testify that we've seen, and you receive not our witness. Verse 12. If I told you earthly things, the physical birth, right, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Huh? The spiritual things. I mean, I told you earthly things like the worldly birth, the physical birth. You don't understand that. You don't believe that. How can you believe if I tell you about the spiritual birth, the heavenly birth? What are you talking about? See? So there are two births. There's an earthly birth, and there's a spiritual birth. All right? Now let me show you something on that. And that's the condition all men are in this morning. Take your Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. On page 1227. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Now look at verse 45. 1 Corinthians 15, 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. That's your first birth. You listening? That's your physical birth. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That is your new birth. Okay? Now you, this morning, everybody that's born is born from the first Adam. Amen? Everybody that's saved is born from the last Adam. Huh? There's no other kind. You listening? There's no other kind. Now look at verse 46. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is not. The spiritual wasn't first. You see that? the spiritual birth was not first. Amen? I one time heard a woman get up and she said, I thank God I'm a Christian. I thank God I've always been a Christian. I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Somewhere now you had to get saved.
Amen.
Huh? Don't come here that stuff to me.
That's right.
See? Now you got people today that's in churches and they tell you they're saved and they can't never go back and say, well, I just got saved. I just went to church all my life and just got saved. Like, you know, you're going along real smooth also and they just jumped in. No. Let me tell you something, folks. I know how old I am. I know where I was born. There's a record of it.
Amen.
I can prove it.
Right.
Huh? You think the spiritual birth is not just as much? I mean, when you get born again, there's somebody makes a record of it. God does, whether you do or not. Amen?
Right.
All right, let me get back here. All right, the Bible says, verse 47, the first man is of the earth, earthly, okay? That's the physical man. The second man is the Lord from heaven, huh? Now, verse 48, as is